FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Abalobi, uplifting small-scale fishing communities through technology for good.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm chatting to Bertus Besson, award-winning chef, TV personality and Abalobi champion. His food philosophy is rooted in traditional South African food culture, but always with a modern twist. Welcome to the show, Bertus.
Thanks, Jenny. It's great to be with you.
Lovely to be chatting. We know there's a need for chefs, especially iconic ones like yourself, to ensure responsible sourcing of ingredients. What does this responsibility mean to you?
Jenny, it's very important, and I think it's what really connects me to being South African, being who I am, being a chef. So firstly, seasonal cooking, local cooking, regional cooking. I always think it's difficult for us to explain what it means to truly be a South African to anybody else because we're so complex.
Yes, you're right.
A complex history and background and cultural diversity. However, once we cook for people and we show them what it means to be South African, they get us immediately. So ingredients is just such a big part of it. So suppliers write our menus for us. Nature does most of the work. We just have to be in tune, have to listen to what she says.
Yes, and I know you do that so well. And Bertus, you grow so much of your own fresh produce in Stellenbosch. What about your protein, your core ingredients? Tell me a little bit about Fish with a Story.
Sure. So, Jenny, look, South Africa has got an interesting coastline. We often criticized that our fishing industry isn't good enough and there's not enough variety and why don't we have scallops and why don't we have prawns and sort of and those sort of things. However, you know, our coastline is very difficult to fish. You know, it's called the Cape of Storms for a reason, you know.
Yes.
And it's not an easy coastline to extract fish from. So for many years, South Africans were happy eating kingklip and sole and lots of imports and those sort of things. And over time, we realized that actually it's not necessary. We don't always have to settle for the same thing. You know, we've got lesser species of fish, things like mackerel and harder and lots of Cape bream and things that are just sort of better for the environment. Smaller boats, hand line caught, we've always struggled to get our hands onto it. And then Abalobi came along. And it changed the way that restaurants buy fish. It changed our connection with fishermen. Obviously, if the fish changes hands less before it gets to the restaurant, the fisherman gets more money for the fish. Mm. We get better fish for our guests. And it's one of the few suppliers, I think, in the last three or so years that's really changed the way that we do business. It's incredible. And, the value chain of fish has changed quite a bit. And it allows us to add as much value to a harder as what somebody would add to an imported scallop.
Mm, it does, definitely. And also I think, you know, that's for the chefs, but for, let's say, me as a home cook, it's very exciting that I can follow the same process, you know, have an app and order the fish to be delivered fresh to my door by a passionate brand ambassador, see that fish whole on ice and then do what I want to do with it. So I think it's amazing that we as home chefs or home cooks are able to get the same quality as you are, and we also are able to know that origin.
Sure. Jenny, look, I must be honest with you. When I see fresh fish arrive at the restaurants, I usually sneak a bream into my bag and it becomes supper, to be honest with you.
Good.
We're so fortunate just to have the fish of that quality.
We are.
And yes, I think for home cooks, it's also important to see whole fish. You know, so often we walk into supermarkets and we just sort of take portions of things off the shelf, a little bit of fish or a fillet or whatever the case might be, or a piece of chicken without acknowledging the fact that it's actually a whole animal. And I think for home cooks to get everything from nose to tail and being able to work with all of it, that's amazing. I think that's such a bonus because it gives you so much more.
And also not to be intimidated. So the first time the whole fish arrives, you think, oh my word, what now? But then just to look at the head and tail and think, well, there's my fish stock started. And,
sure.
And you know, just to try, and I think that's what lockdown has given us, time to do things differently, to go online, to look at the tutorials, and actually just to try something new. So
Jenny, in lockdown, a hard lockdown last year, I got some green for Abalobi. And I love fried chicken. I just adore fried chicken. Buttermilk fried chicken is one of my favorite things in the world. And we got some breams. And I said to my, let's just do buttermilk fried bream in the same way. You just marinate the breams in buttermilk, spicy flour, deep fry them. And it was just the most incredible thing. It's in the middle of hard lockdown, sit around a kitchen table with a bottle of wine and eat crispy bream off the bone. It was just delicious. And it's a wonderful way to cook the fish.
I know what I'm going to do with my next Cape Brie when it arrives at my door. So thank you for that. And Bert, just talking of home, when you are actually at home cooking, what music's playing in the background?
Sure. Last night it was the new Black Keys, to be honest with you.
Oh.
I like lots of music, lots of different kinds of music and genres. I'm an old metalhead. I love rock and roll. But last night it was a bit of Black Keys. Black Keys, and I think it was definitely Pasta Carbonara and Black Keys last night at home.
Well, I thought it would have been Lullabies because I know you had a new baby in lockdown, but okay, I'm glad you're holding your own.
Yeah, no, look, my kids unfortunately are going to have to grow up with a bit of rock and roll in their lives, and that's just the way it is. They're going to definitely indoctrinate me with their music when they're teenagers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Preparing them along the way a little bit, I think.
Excellent idea. Well, thank you for that and for your inspiration.
Thanks, and you must have a wonderful day.
You too. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Abalobi, uplifting small-scale fishing communities through technology for good.